Hi guys, did you know if you're a VIP member, you can now watch this episode in full on the VIP subscription. Just click the link in the episode description.
Hey everyone, welcome to the K&E Fry Show. Yes, the one I do with my little sister, Sophia Hannah Price.
How are you today?
Go on,
then?
Say it, Soph.
What do you want me to say?
Everyone copies that tune.
Everyone sings that tune every Thursday morning.
Morning. You can't even say morning.
I can. Morning.
But you know what's funny? Morning.
Go on.
You are huffing and puffing like a dragon. What's happened to you today?
I feel a bit sick, if I'm honest.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. I have done the last few days, but...
Is it the smells of the builders plastering,
do you know
painting,
what?
The dust?
The plastering, it smells of fish. So every time I walk into my kitchen,
it
stinks of fish. It looks so much better, though, plastered. So much better.
Does it look bigger?
No, it doesn't really look bigger. It's only a small little kitchen, isn't it? It's not a massive kitchen.
I don't think it is. I don't think it's that small.
Do you not?
No, I don't. It's just, the only thing I think's weird about it.
Yeah,
is you walk through your kitchen, then you've got a big bless you, half well done for sneezing, and again, well done. Oh, how did I know you was gonna bang the side?
No.
All done, half. You gonna sit down? Okay. The only weird thing about your kitchen is you walk through your kitchen, then you've got a big bathroom at the end with a bath and all that in it. I've never seen the house.
I know.
Like that.
I'll tell you what, it's so annoying in the middle of the night when you need a pee and you've got to walk back downstairs to use the loo.
So there's no toilet upstairs at all?
It's like an old Victorian house.
Oh, well, if you have to do a bit of exercise in the night, then you
do. Yeah, you do, yeah. I mean, it's three beds, so I could turn the third bedroom into a bathroom, but then I'd lose the bedroom.
Oh, it's ag,
yeah. I can't be arsed.
Unless you had the bedroom downstairs.
No, fuck that. No. No.
God, imagine Harvey having that, you're going through your kitchen, having that bathroom, turning that into a bedroom. That would be amazing for Harvey, be in your cupboards all the time.
I remember Dad was here at Christmas, right? And he'd obviously gone in the bathroom, like, to have, like, a shit.
Oh,
right?
Shit. It stunk, and you're cooking.
And then Harry was like, shut the fucking door, I'm cooking in the kitchen.
poo particles in your food.
Oh, don't. Poo particles.
Gross,
pop, 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 in the air.
Pop, pop, exactly. So Harvey's now here. He's been here all week. They dropped his meds off today and he's here another week.
I bet he's happy though, isn't
he? He is happy, but I'm knackered.
I bet. I know.
5:30 this morning.
Oh, don't. I had Albert this morning.
Na, 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 na. That's all I hear. It's like murder music he's made. And you just suddenly wake up hearing his iPad getting louder and louder as he walks nearer and that's it. And then he comes in the kitchen like a ninja and you can hear him banging about in the cupboards, then going, eh! Oh, don't, it's exhausting.
I had Albert in my bed at 12:30 till about 6 today.
Oh, it's knackering.
It is. He seems much more perkier, though, than when I last saw him.
He is when he's with me. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I think so. And he...
Well, the weather's been great, so me and Bunny went on a nice little hack.
I saw
because
that.
Because she has riding lessons every weekend.
Yeah.
The pony that I put her on was what I bought Junior.
Is that Bobby?
Went, yes, sir.
Can I airdrop the horse video?
Yeah, I'll airdrop the horse video to you. I will do it. I'll do it. All right? Yeah, take my phone and you do it. My battery's
going off. I just heard
that. Yeah. What was I going to say? Yeah, so she has her riding lessons and the pony I used was what I bought Junior when he was younger learning. So that horse is like 20.
Aww.
So it's both the older horses, went for a hack, and all she wants to do is canter.
That's brilliant, though.
And canter. That's like when I was I just want to canter any patch of grass. I just want to canter.
Yeah.
She loves it. And it's so, that's always been a dream for me to ride with one of my kids.
Aww.
And Bunny and we went on our hack. It was good.
Was she confident?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So it was good. So She wants to do it today as well after school, so no, it's good.
Yeah, that's really good. Get her into a routine, riding after school.
Well, yeah, because she hasn't got her phone anymore. I've taken it off.
Thank God.
She hasn't had it for 2 weeks.
For that.
I've had to.
No, she's horrendous.
Nightmare.
On social media.
She's so clever, right? We've put parental controls on. I'd like to know everyone else's views, right? She is so clever. She knows how to set up Google Mails and all of this. She knew how to put my card on her phone. She knows how to do Snapchat, TikTok and all that. And then when I do go look at her phone, she deletes the apps. So I'm like, oh, yeah, she's not on it. Or she'll log it out, but then she knows how to log in. So enough's enough. I've taken her phone off her. She hasn't had it for 2 weeks. And she admitted yesterday that it's actually better without her
phone. She doesn't need a phone at her age.
Yeah, and yes, because all her friends have it. That's the trouble.
I know.
So I'm like, see, look, you can't argue with your friends. You can't have any conversations. You can look forward to seeing them at school and do fun stuff like horse riding after school. I said, because if you had your phone, you wouldn't want to go riding.
No, she'd be want to sit there looking at YouTube all the bloody time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she hasn't had her phone for 2 weeks, so that's good. These bloody... They do overtake kids' lives. These computers, phones.
No.
It's all right, Harv. They just overtake everything. And there's loads. So I remember when I was younger, a red pillar box. I'd have so much fun on that outside the house. Us all seeing who can climb on top.
Yeah, I remember being in my bike. Yeah.
Up and down
the road, yeah.
The simple days of that. Or just riding your bike to the sweet shop to buy a Happy Shopper Diet Coke. They sort of
Happy
Cherryade.
Shopper. Oh my God,
do you remember?
Yes.
The Cherryade. Like, then I used to buy Horse Sense magazine.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because it came with a binder and I used to collect them all, put the posters on my walls. I don't even know a kid's room anymore that still have posters on their walls.
No.
Nothing like that. I don't even know if they do magazines for stuff like
that. They must do. Do you remember like Smash Hits? Magazine. Is that still going? I don't even think it is.
Well, the only magazines Bunny buys, she just sees the free gifts on them. Doesn't read the magazine, just wants the free gifts, whether it's got fake nails on it or little lip glosses. But no, I used to look forward and I used to get the West Sussex Gazette newspaper every Thursday because it had a little horse section in it.
Oh, God.
Like... Yeah, I don't know. And the Friday ad.
Oh, my God, the Friday ad.
I used to like getting the Friday ad.
We used to look at the horses for sale.
Yes. Yeah. Horses, dogs, anything.
Yeah, I remember that.
I love
them.
We used to circle them.
We used to circle them and then show mum and be like, can we get that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember doing
that. Even better, the Argos catalogue and the back of the toys. And you would circle... What toys you wanted and that.
Yep, I used to do that.
I used to love that.
I used to love that.
Oh, and Radio Times at Christmas. I think they still do
Radio Times.
Knowing what films are on, coming on. I mean, those were the simple days. Now it's just so different.
Social media has taken over, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it has. It has. Yeah. It definitely has.
What are you doing over Easter?
So Easter, I've got a show to do. It's not Easter next Sunday, is it? No. I've got an entrepreneur show I'm doing, talking about business and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Saturday, we're all going to go with the kids and that, where Harvey won't. He'll come along go-karting and then probably take them swimming. And then in the evening, I want to go and watch a theatre show in Brighton. I don't know what's on. Have a look.
That'd be good.
And then we'll walk. If the weather's nice, take the horses out and the dogs again.
Yeah, lovely.
And I've got to watch Bunny on Friday. She goes to this little stagecoach place.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
she's
yeah.
Got like a little dance thing. So I'm going to go and watch her do that.
Nice.
That's that, really. And then by the end of next week, I'll be knackered.
Yeah.
Because Harvey would go back. And then it's half term for 2 weeks. So in a way, I can't wait. Like, if there's anyone who've got any ideas what we could do, because hopefully Thorpe Park will open, Chessington, Alton Towers. I want to go through them drive-through safari places when the monkeys get on the car.
That's good.
Go camping, go in log cabins. Gulliver's. There's a place called Gulliver's. I've always wanted to go there.
Right.
So just do adventure stuff with the kids.
Yeah, nice.
It's either that or taking them away. So I haven't decided yet.
Yeah.
So
I'm in the Isle of Wight with Mum.
Awesome. I do want to come and see Mum.
Yeah, me and Harry and Elle are going over. We're doing off.
When are you going?
I'm going on this Friday, next Friday, tomorrow.
Is it all done, her house now? She literally turned up today with Dad in the van.
Oh, did you see her
and
today?
I went to go outside and they drove off.
Oh.
They literally came, lit a fire. I was in the middle of writing my book with the lady.
Yeah.
Saw them and I said, let me quickly go out and say hello to them. And they drove off.
Oh.
Drove off.
So the house is pretty much done over there.
Are you staying
there?
Yeah,
we're staying there. Yeah, Dad's been doing Albert's bedroom up. So we're going to stay. I know. So we're going to stay there. And then I think Dan and Lou might be coming over. I'm not 100%
sure. I bet
they
come over in the camper van.
Well, I don't know if they will. Do you know how much the ferry is to go to the Isle of Wight?
No, how much?
Right, so for two crossings...
I thought it was like £30
or
something.
No, for two crossings, I've paid 200...
What, there and back?
There and back, 280 quid on the ferry.
What, for there and back?
There and back. This is over Easter.
That's actually a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
So that's a car.
Yeah.
So they charge per person or per car?
I think it's the car. But White Link ferries... So bloody expensive.
It used to be so much cheaper.
It used to be. I remember it being like £9, like back in the day when we used to go.
So expensive. It's like the Dover crossing. Is it the Dover one? That's not too bad, depending on what time. It's probably cheaper to go to bloody France.
Yeah. It's nuts. But anyway, I'm looking forward to that. I want to go to God's Hill, get some cake, look at the little model village.
Oh, you've got to take... you've got to take Albert to the monkey park they've got.
Have
there,
they got
the monkey
one there?
Place. Yeah, it's so cool.
Oh, I'm going to Google that.
It's a charity one. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have a look at that.
It's quite cool.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to taking him on the ferry.
Have they got Black Gan Chine? I remember they had Black Gan Chine, whatever it's called over there.
Yeah. And the points, the needles, on the Isle of Wight. Osborne House.
Oh, yeah, in the sea, innit?
Yeah, Queen Victoria, Osborne House.
Well, I wouldn't know about all the Queen Victoria shit.
All right.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing over Easter. And then I'll probably do, if it's sun, I'd like to do a big Easter hunt. Do you know what I
haven't
done?
Oh my God, you should so do that. You should do that in your garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Garden or field. Who knows?
Field.
But I want to do
field.
Like a nice big barbecue. Just invite some people up with their kids and all of that.
Yeah, you haven't done that for ages.
I might wait till the summer. No, I haven't.
Ages.
Bit of a little social. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, that'd be good. That'd be good. Get a little bouncy castle for the kids for the day.
Yeah, but then once I get a bouncy castle, then I want to get this, then I want to get them. Yeah, before you know, it's a full-on event.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
One of my friends, we were just talking this morning and she was like, you know, what have you done this weekend? Went bowling with the kids. Yeah. What have you done? I had sex 7 times in one night.
Was every ejaculation inside or was there several body areas?
I didn't
Because I bet she was covered in the stuff.
Yeah.
That sounds like an awful night to me.
Yeah, that sounds like my idea of hell.
Let's do it once. It's like, let's do it early so that I can fart. I can let my farts out.
Hi guys, I'm Ashley.
And I'm Lauren.
And together we are Nip Tuck Pod.
You're probably thinking, who the fuck are these two? But look no further. We are your group chat. We are your deepest, darkest secrets. We are saying everything you are thinking, but don't dare say it.
So if you want totally unfiltered girl chat, then look no further. Head over to our episode now, have a listen, and I promise you guys, you will love it.
So today's episode, let's get into it. We are going to be talking about ADHD. You've been very open about your ADHD. You've mentioned it obviously a few times on the podcast. So basically today we thought we'd talk about it, ask Kate some questions and hear her thoughts basically. So first of all, tell everyone when you got diagnosed.
I got diagnosed with ADHD last year.
Dad went with you, didn't he?
And I'm glad, yeah, he went with me. And people don't realise, you don't just sit there for a doctor and they're like, you've got ADHD. It doesn't work like that. So they assess you, you have a few sessions with the doctor. Your family have to fill out forms
oh my God,
for when you was a child, what you like at school. So I don't know what they said in it. And then I had to fill out forms myself. And then you discuss it. Or now I don't know what they know what to do. But they obviously asked you questions about everything. And then I remember I was getting my tattoo done in Thailand.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
And my phone rang and it was the doctor. And me being me, I went, well, have I got ADHD or what? Like that. He went, what do you think? And I went, yes. I said, on what spectrum? Because it's like autism, it's on a spectrum. He said, you've severely got it.
Right.
So that makes sense. I've probably always had it and not known. Because you know in the past how I react and I get hyper, that, or respond to things, that. That explains why I've maybe made wrong choices, impulsiveness, stuff like that in the past. Because that's just the way my brain connects. I'm still learning about it all, the ADHD. Yeah. But it does make sense. But people will have noticed, since I've been diagnosed, I've now learned not to retaliate to things on Instagram and stuff. Whereas before, if anyone had said anything to me, I'd be like, back, or put these silly quotes up, this, that. For me to just get off my chest what I need to get off. Whereas now, I've learned to hold back, and let it go. But you have to teach yourself to be like that. But unfortunately, for life events, it goes back down to the breakdown. Harp, can you stop clapping your feet on the floor like a train? Thank you. Probably goes back to even the breakdown of coping what I was coping with, my relationships and all of that at the time. And then not being able to cope with it in my head probably made things ruminate more in my brain, so I didn't know how to cope. Like, so I wish I knew I had it then. It might have changed how I acted then on, I don't know. But the problem now, my primary consultant, there's a shortage of the medication. So you can't get any at the moment, the ones they want to put
God, that's
on.
Been going on
I
ages.
I have tried some. Shortage, they said March, April it should come back in. And because I'm dealing with other events in my life that are quite stressful behind the scenes, it doesn't help because I can't read the forms because my head goes, I can't attend court because I can't focus. I can't, mentally it's disrupting. I can't explain. So the only way through it for me at the moment is I'm loving working, manifesting, doing stuff with the kids, my priorities, until, you know, you just have to ride it and go through it. But it's the only way I can deal with things at the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully all would be sorted.
Yeah.
What else? So yeah, that's sort of how it's affected me. And
How do you feel it affects the family?
I think with the family, they now understand with speaking to the doctors and reading all the forms we filled out and it's all been explained. Like, you know, it's sort of been explained to you now that my brain is connected different to yours. So the reasons why I've reacted in the past the way I have, it's not an excuse all on ADHD. I'm not saying blaming on that. But some of the ways I think or reacted would be more impulsive, or I think things different to how you lot would have dealt with things.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. You sort of have an understanding, like the doctor said, our brains are just connected a little bit different. But you've got to look at the positive. I'm creative. I get through things. I survive things. I'm a bit bonkers, and it goes with my job, really. Like, you've got to be creative. I like coming up with business ideas, things like that. And I suppose that's the side of it. Like making my notes of things I want to do. This,
oh, my God,
that,
you love a notepad.
Oh, I do.
You do.
I love making notes and I love ticking it off. It's a shame I don't have time to tick it all off.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I'm 45 and been diagnosed at 45. But at least we sort of know where I am. It's like if I'm in meetings, then I start getting edgy and moving.
I can see when you do, though. I can see
but
when
that's
you do.
A sign.
And I can see.
Get bored quick. Oh, and then,
I can tell straight away if you're getting bored with something.
And I can't sit still.
No.
I'm always like moving or doing something. And it goes to show, like when I go on TikTok and stuff, so many people are like, oh, you want something?
Yeah.
You've been sniffing. Are you on that? And it's like, no, I'm just active. Yeah. Like I wake up, as soon as I wake up, I'm like,
Yeah. What do you think about this sort of wave of people suddenly getting diagnosed with ADHD? Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like it's become a more recent thing, hasn't it?
I think there's labels being chucked around for everything. And I don't always agree with a label.
Yeah.
I know I've got it. Do I want to change how I am? No.
Yeah.
But I just need something to just settle my brain because it's like, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. You can have a conversation with me. Labels. Now, when it comes to someone like Harvey,
yeah,
right, he does have labels because they are medical stuff as well, you know, like the autism, Prader-Willi's, cortisol deficient. You know, he's got all of these, tic disorder. He's got complex needs. Now, I think a lot of people probably have ADHD and all these different things, and it's not picked up early enough. Does it define someone? We're just all different anyway. But if I always say, if someone has a headache, they take a tablet.
Yeah.
If someone's got ADHD and the doctors think medication will help, take it. Like, a lot of people don't believe in medicines and they'd rather go the remedies way.
Mm.
But with me, that it does help. Like, the ones I did try made me too sleepy.
Yeah, my God, I remember that. I remember that.
I was like that. Yeah. And it weren't me. And I don't want to suppress my personality. But at the moment, the one they want to put me on, there's a shortage, so I can't take it at the minute. So it doesn't help with these court cases, this and that going on. My head's just fuzzy, like, I can't cope.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, when I say I can't cope, it's not that I can't cope with life, just mentally it's too challenging for me.
Everything's getting a bit on top.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So ADHD symptoms for adults, this is according to the NHS website.
And we will leave a site for the NHS for all details.
Let's have a little look. So, oh God, this is so you. Actually, to be fair, you were pretty good today. You have been good the last few days. Organisation and time.
Right, when it comes to organisation and time, that's always been my problem my whole life. And it still is now, like, things that I'm dealing with behind the scenes. They always say, I've got to look at my time management, and that. I've always been like that. Chaotic and time, like, I've always been like that.
Do you know what?
So when people,
that's one of the main things you and me will argue about.
My life's chaotic, always has been. I'm always late and dates, and I'm always changing, but I've always been like that because something, I always say, because of my job, something comes up and then I have to move things around. And situations I'm dealing with behind the scenes, they don't understand it. They look at me as not wanting to cooperate. And it's not about that. It's about, that's me. Like, and it's like, it hits a nerve because they're trying to make it, I'm not responsible and this and that. When it's like, I clearly am responsible for things because how would I have got where I've got now? I'm more switched on than what people think. But in other areas, I might slack.
But it's just like turning up on time. That's it.
I know, but then
But what you do, what you don't do...
Everyone's got an excuse.
No, I know, but you just need to communicate if you're not going to be there on time, because that's what winds people up. Right, anyway,
exactly.
Next one.
But what I learned from not communicating, if I did communicate, I'd always worry that I'd get in trouble.
I know, me and Chris say this. Me and Chris say
sometimes,
so when you don't respond to us sometimes, very rare, but like, you know, it has happened, let's be honest. Me and Chris will sit there and say, I think she's scared of either me giving you a bollocking or Chris having a go at you.
We say this all the time.
All the time,
I just feel like you don't want to let anyone down and you try and do too much. It's like
this is exactly
where you've had Harvey for a week.
Or the kids have been manic.
And we've said, no, Kate, we won't record today. And you're like, no, I want to do it, And
me and Chris are like, it's not worth us recording because you're not in the good frame of mind. You're busy. We know it's going to be hectic and we know you're not going to give 100%. So we'd rather just say, have the day. We're not going to shout at you. But you need to tell us, because when you don't tell us, that's when I start. No, because that's when I start sending the shitty messages, getting fucked off.
Yeah, but you get shitty.
But this is and what I, happens I get, in my life. I if I don't communicate, people are like, where is she?
I know.
What's happening?
And then everyone starts doing the rounds. Where is she? Yeah,
I start worrying as well. Oh. I've said to you, I'm worried about her. I've not heard from her. And you're like, oh no, she'll be all right.
She'll be all right.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, but you're such a people pleaser. You don't want to let people down.
I am a people pleaser and I hate letting people down. And then when I know I can't stick to something, I'm like, shit, the consequences are going to tell me off.
They're going
to
tell me off.
And I'm always like that.
Right, next one. Following instructions. I actually think you've got much better on your laptop.
Right, following instructions.
Yeah.
Am I good at it?
You've got better.
I like things in Mickey Mouse terms.
Yeah, I do. Simplify it
now,
to me.
Now, if it's letters or if things are explained to me, I can't do complicated. It has to be simple, easy. Yeah.
I'm like that.
Otherwise, my brain gets busy.
It's like if someone tells me something, whether it's something to do work related or if Daniel's trying to explain something to me, like obviously I know I'm dyslexic and whatever, but I just say to Daniel, just tell me in simple terms. Like, just tell me.
That's all I need to know.
Don't confuse me with big words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things I'm struggling with at the moment in my life. Is there's so many forms, letters.
Yeah, it's a bit overwhelming.
That now I'm too overwhelmed with it all. And it's becoming a noise in my brain where it's all just clustered to one. And I don't know if I'm coming, going, what I'm doing. I need to get on these meds to
just do a bit at a time. You don't need to do it all in one day. Just focus on one bit at a time. And you've got enough people there to help now, so...
But yeah, if someone says to me, right, you've got to say this for Instagram or this script, I could just learn it.
Yeah, you are good like that.
It's weird.
I'm not.
I don't. Yeah, so it's weird. Yeah. My brain's so good at some things, but not at others.
Yeah. Yeah. Next one. So, well, focusing and completing tasks. We've touched on that a bit.
Focusing, completing tasks. If it's something I want to do.
You'll do it.
And I'm into it, I'll do it.
I know.
If it's other stuff, I find it difficult and go off on another.
You need to be
tangent.
Engaged in something. If you're not engaged in it, you're not bothered.
Yeah, I need to be engaged, I was like that at school, though. If I wasn't interested in something, I'd just start mucking
That's
around.
That's what I was like.
Just go copy someone else's work, That's what, get bored, agitated, daydream. Yeah.
That's why when I went to uni, it had to be a subject I knew I was going to be interested with to stick with for 3 years. Otherwise, I would have fucked it
off. Yeah, when it comes to horses, I would get home, not do homework, but then I could get on our brother's computer and type up all these things about horses and make all these things with horses, stick things in books because I was interested. Yeah. If I'm not interested in something, I can't engage in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
That's why at night people say the only way I switch off completely...
Crime films.
...is I like to watch crime.
Yeah.
Nothing else. I don't know. I'm just fixated with crime, true stuff, drama series. I can completely switch off, go in my own little world and watch it. Anything else, I'll get agitated or bored. It's weird.
Right, next one. Coping with stress, which you have. I don't know anyone who has as much stress.
But everyone says it. Everyone who's around me, they're like, Kate, I don't know how you do it. There's one thing after the other to the other. I do wake up with a knot in my stomach.
What would you say?
Like,
because you get some comments from the general public that say you create your own drama. What would you say to them?
It's other people who create my drama. Like, I don't want drama in my life. I'm trying to get out of drama, but it's other people around me who are creating my dramas. Like, for example... Well, we spoke about that. I put a picture of my horse on Instagram.
Yeah.
Thinking I'm putting a nice picture up. And then they wanted to write, why have you got two bits in its mouth? And it's like, well, no, it's a double bridle. So people might say I've done that on purpose. Or I did a picture with Bunny on my horse without a hat on. I'm in my home ground, in my stables. The gates were in front of us. Can't get out. Just did a picture. Like... that Bunny had a hat on. It's things that they might say that's me creating a drama, whereas me, I don't really wear hats. And I'm responsible enough to know myself if I want to wear a hat. And the way I look at it is, I've had a near-death experience with my feet. I just live life how I want to live it. I'm not perfect, not trying to be like anyone. I'm not silly. I know the consequences of things, but if I choose to do things how I want to do it, just let me be.
Right, next one then. Feeling restless. Restless or impatient? Oh, that is so you.
Both.
Oh.
Is he, are these ADHD?
Yeah,
things?
These are NHS. The that symptoms. It's all you.
Like, if like we finish at 5 and I'm at home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what can we do? What can we do? I need chaos in the house.
Oh, fuck that.
If I haven't got chaos in the house, I'm like, oh no, what can I do? I'm bored. I need chaos or something going on.
The next one is massively you. Impulsiveness and risk taking.
Oh my God, 1,000,000%.
Oh.
I am. So, it, like, for example, years ago, I bought a horse. I saw it advertised.
Oh, I remember this.
In Aberdeen.
I remember this.
Black horse.
Yeah.
Funny enough, it's the one I rode at the Horse of the Year show. I did dressage on. It was 15 grand, this horse. It looked all nice, black. I said to him, don't worry about it. I'll just have it. She's like, don't you want to try it? I went, no, it's fine. How quick can you get it down to me? And then as soon as I know, in the next 2 days, it was at my house. So I wanted it there, then didn't try. I just knew I wanted it.
Right. Some adults may also have issues with relationships or social interaction. Does ADHD affect your relationships? Maybe it has done in the past, but you haven't realised.
I don't know if ADHD has affected my relationships, but then I am impulsive and I have jumped from one to one, all in the past. Yeah. I think this is the only one I haven't just jumped into.
What would you say if some people said...
A few months
break. Yeah, what would you say to people? Because people are obviously going to say... Oh, you've only been like split up like 5 months, then you've gone into another relationship.
I'm a Gemini.
Oh, here we go.
Many sides to me.
Fucking hell.
I'm impulsive. I believe you live once. You live each day as if it's your last, as Dan said at my first wedding. That's our brother.
Oh my God, how do
and
you remember
like, I love
that?
Falling in love and that?
How do you remember that?
I'm like an elephant.
God, I can't even remember that.
I always remember him. It's such a good saying. Live each day as if it's your last. You're only put here once. And have that philosophy. Yeah, I am quite... I'm easy to live with, but it's what comes with me that isn't.
Are you?
I'm the type of person who'd wake up and be like, should we go to Alton Towers today? Where more people would be like, all right, Harv, not today. Where other people like to organise long trips and that. I'd just get up and be like, right, let's go and do this. Yeah. Right, we'll make it happen. Just jump in the car, let's go. It's like holidays, last minute. Yeah, let's just go on holiday. Like, I'm just very much like that, but I wouldn't have it any other way. It is nice to book things in, but I never know where I'm going to be, what job I've got. Because the worst thing for me is if I book something in and I get a job, I want to earn the money rather than do that.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm ambitious, like, and I've got the drive still in me, believe it or not. I've still got that fire in my belly.
Do you know what? That's one thing me and Harry always say, is that you still got that working class sort of ethic. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm ambitious, hungry, and I'm still driven, and I still want to reach so many things, and I'll still do it. It's just a shame that I'm always fighting for it. It's never smooth. It's that rocky path. Always taking it.
I know.
I am a risk taker.
Say that again. Fucking hell. Right, let's do some listener questions. When and where was your last holiday together? Right, I have one that I think might have been our last holiday together.
Oh, what, you and me?
You and me.
I can't even remember us ever having a
I know
holiday.
We went to Switzerland. We went to Cloisters because you were playing winter polo.
Oh, yes.
And on the way home, we had a massive argument because your PR at the time, I won't say her name, Tried to get involved in an argument that me and Kate were having over something fucking pathetic, and it just escalated it further. And I remember saying to her, will you just fuck off and stop getting involved in an argument that we're trying to have?
So I do remember that trip. But my last holiday was Thailand, and my next holiday is going to be Thailand.
You love Thailand. I
love it. It's just so relaxing.
Right, next one.
Forget the world. Yeah.
Who would be your dream person to duet with?
My dream person to duet with? Well, I done one of them, Alexander O'Neill.
Oh, my God. I remember
I
him.
I did duet with him.
He's so good.
Saturday night. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, love. I'd also like to do a duet with Neo, Chris Brown, Nelly.
You had a thing for Nelly back in the day.
I don't know why.
Oh, you definitely did. Yeah. I remember. And Aaron.
Yes, Harp.
And was it? No. Nick.
Hold on one sec.
Nick.
Hold on. Go yes, Harp.
Watch this.
Go on.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, he's trying to sing it.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
Do you remember that song?
No, it's fine on your iPad.
I'll go find it on the iPad. It's Alexander O'Neill, Saturday Love. Here we go. He's earwigging and now he's singing the song.
Yeah, who else? Nelly and at Nick Carter.
You had a massive thing for. I did. I love the Backstreet Boys.
Tell me why.
I never want to hear you say.
Tell me why.
But I want it that way.
Are we?
You spell it like. Oh, Lynn will show you. Sorry.
Right, next one. Have you ever been in a music video? Well, you and Pete have done them, haven't you?
Well, I've done them, and I was in one. Oh, what was it called? Oh, I can't remember now. Yeah, I have. But I have been in music videos and Dane's music videos. Yeah, I have.
Just remember Dane. I remember when I was younger once.
Do you know what come on the other day? The song, I was getting ready for an event the other night and it come on the radio. Bugging me.
Won't you stop bugging me. And I thought, yeah, I remember that.
That song was about me.
Was it?
And I'm sitting there getting ready. And it switched me back to, like, that song and the words are about me.
I love that. Do you remember? You're out of your mind. You're not out of your mind.
Yeah, I do remember. I remember them days with Victoria Beckham. Yeah,
what was
I
the song he done?
When she sang Who Let the Dogs Out to me. Oh, let's not go there. The Manchester United Lounge.
What was the another level? Yeah. From the heart. I'm giving you everything. Oh, I love that song.
Everything.
To be fair, Dane did have a...
They were amazing.
He did have a good voice.
Amazing.
He did have a good voice, Dane.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. Like, amazing. That was what was attractive.
I haven't listened
voice.
To Another Level for years, actually. I might have to go and Spotify.
I love them
old
albums and that. Yeah. Let me lick you up and down
till you stay stop.
Let me play with your body, baby. Make you real hot. Let me do all the things you want me to do in this way.
Cause tonight, baby. Go on.
I want to get freaky with you.
Did he ever say that
love
to you? What?
Probably. Oh, I loved all them old songs. Do you remember Damage?
Yes. What's that one? Just another
Damage,
Friday night in the club looking at Buddy like a race car.
Race car. I love you. Only know them because I used to play them in the car.
Do you remember that? What's it gonna be? Because I can't pretend.
What's it gonna be?
More than friends. I love that.
Jets dancing and laughing there. I love all that.
Right, next one.
See, now you must have ADHD because you've gone off what you're going to ask me.
No, I've got a bit of auto, I think. A little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
A little bit. Right, this one.
No, everyone's got some quirkiness. Just quirky.
I'm just quirky. That should be this episode's name. I'm just quirky.
We are now on Life Advice with the Prices. Woo-hoo! I'm 35 and in a serious relationship. We live together and things are great. I have a good career and I'm generally happy in life. There's just one thing that's always on my mind. Should I have a baby? I always thought I would like a baby at some point, but now I'm in two minds as it would totally change my life. And everyone says how hard it is. My partner's also on the fence about it too. What advice do you have for me? Do you think we should start trying? Would it totally change my life and career? Well, first of all, I can't tell you when to have sex to try for a baby or not. I think kids change your life for the good. And I wouldn't say kids are hard workers in a chore. They're hard work because they're growing up, learning. And what isn't hard work in life? Having babies is the best thing ever. Hence why I've got five and still want more.
It is hard work, so, though. I'm not going to lie. It is hard work. It's lovely.
I think the more kids you have, the easier it is, yeah, in a way.
Well, I don't know.
But I don't think you can ever decide. I don't think you can ever decide when you want a baby. But then that's the way my life was. I had Harvey when I was, 22 or 23. And he's been with me through everything. And it's the best thing. I don't regret anything about it.
Yeah.
But to me, I'm just very... Oh, you found the song, Harv. Well done.
Thanks,
Lou. Hi. But no, to me, there's not one part of the baby experience from growing up is what I don't enjoy. The newborn is amazing. The toddler, I just love it. I am a maternal person. You're either maternal or you're not. You either know when you want kids or you're not. And I think you know when you're done or you're not.
Yeah.
And I'm not done.
Yeah. I wasn't that fussed on having kids. And then literally I woke up one morning and I was like, let's do it.
I want you to have another one. Hurry up, will you?
I know.
I need a newborn around me.
I know. In terms of career, though, I don't know, really. It hasn't really affected mine, I don't think.
The way I look at it is, you don't know till the baby's there to how it will change your life.
Yeah.
Like, you can't predict anything in life. But you always think, oh, it's going to be expensive, this, that. But you always find a way how to do it.
I think it's...
Whatever you do, you do it.
It's as expensive as you want to make it.
As you want to make it.
Yeah.
Like with Harvey and Jeffrey, the last ones, you know, I'd just go to Tesco's, get baby grows, living baby grows and nappies. Yeah. Like...
Really? I think...
If you want to buy all the fancy outfits, they're only sick on them anyway. And then you end up having really good outfits, saving them. And then by the time you want to put them in it, they've grown out of them.
Honestly, I remember buying so many nice bits for Albert, like from Trotters and all these nice places. You wore them once and that was it.
Or you buy the nappy bins that put them in sausages. No, you end up just putting them on the floor, on the towel, on the sofa and changing their nappies. Not going upstairs, putting on them on their nappy thing.
Yeah.
Like, you just live and learn. They always say your second one's the easy one because you've done the first one.
Doing.
You always think you need all this stuff with the first one. Like, with a pram, I would never buy the pram, the 3-in-1 with the pram, the other bit and the car seat.
Oh, no, I did. I didn't buy 3-in-1. I bought
the newborn
and the toddler bit I bought.
See, I'd rather just buy a McLaren, put them in the toesy things and put the thing back. Like, easy.
Yeah, I've got a baby Zen.
But that's just me.
Baby Zen yo-yo was the way for me. Right. That's it for today's episode.
Are you playing that song, Harv?
It's my favourite.
You come and show Auntie then you and that song.
Don't forget, you can head to our VIP page and watch this episode. And you can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before we go, Harvey just wants to show you all what song he's found on his iPad. Go on in. Go on in, what have you found? That's the song. Always and forever, you will be my Saturday love.
Kids loving it.
Yes, Harv. From my love. Do you love it?
Well, like, you should play
that
at college.
You can play it at college.
Play it at college.
So, yes, that song. So Harvey's been a lot on my iPod, on my podcast this past few sessions because Harvey's been at home with me.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to go back to college at the minute. So You've had a bit of Harveyness.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.